The debate in Congress over reorganizing U.S. intelligence agencies may be about to get more complicated. Today, a House committee moved to include new provisions on immigration and civil liberties in the overhaul. And critics say those provisions have nothing to do with what the 9/11 Commission had in mind. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The House Judiciary Committee's bill contains a number of controversial national security provisions Republican lawmakers have tried and failed to pass before. But they're hoping that this time, as part of a larger intelligence reform the Democrats may want to support, those provisions will finally become law. They include an expansion of so-called expedited removal, under which foreigners who've entered the country illegally can be deported without a judge first reviewing their case. Non-citizens targeted for intelligence surveillance, so-called lone wolves, would no longer have to be tied to a foreign power, and federal intelligence could be shared with local law enforcement officials. Michigan's John Conyers, who's the committee's top Democrat, offered a rival version that he said was important for what it does not contain.
Namely, none of the extraneous law enforcement provisions, nothing that would call for the establishment of unfettered and unrestricted background checks on employees, nothing to punish innocent immigrant and asylum victims, nothing to involve new restrictions on legal liability, and no new national ID cards.
Conyers' substitute, which was voted down along party lines, is virtually the same as a bipartisan intelligence reform bill being debated this week on the Senate floor. On the House side, Judiciary Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner insisted the immigration provisions in the bill he's sponsoring keep faith with the report issued 2 months ago by the 9/11 Commission.
Why the Senate bill and the substitute choose to ignore some of the most important findings of the 9/11 Commission and their staff about vulnerabilities in our immigration system exploited by terrorists, I can't say. And I'd remind everybody that at least 15 of the 19 9/11 hijackers were illegally in the United States on September 11th.
And another Republican on the panel, Indiana's John Hostetler, said there's no need for Congress to be guided only by the 9/11 Commission's recommendations.
None of the members of the 9/11 Commission were elected from the 8th District of Indiana to determine what is necessary to keep the United States secure. We appreciate their work and their long hours and their recommendations.
But Democrats warn today that intelligence reform may never get enacted if the House insists on adding provisions that go well beyond what the 9/11 Commission called for. New York's Anthony Weiner waived a copy of the 9/11 report as he called for removing those controversial provisions.
How do we explain to the victims of September 11th that they have this gut-wrenching story that's been told to Congress with a whole section of what to do, and we're not doing it? Because we want to add something else that we like, or because they're not elected? I don't care who elected them. This is a work that provides for us the most thorough foundation for legislation you're going to find anywhere.
But House Republicans are betting that with elections looming, many Democrats won't oppose any intelligence reform bill, even if it does contain controversial provisions. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.